This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, fax 989-875-8304, regarding John Denniston, D-E-N-N-I-S-T-O-N, date of birth July 17, 1947. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Denniston with hypertension and history of contrast-induced nephropathy. His last visit was 1 year ago, December 19th of 2022. He reports that his blood pressure is usually well controlled, 120 to 130 over 60 to 80 when checked at home. It's slightly higher in the office usually. He is trying to lose weight, and his weight is down 10 pounds over the last year. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. He is able to walk about 3 miles a day, he reports. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Lasix 20 milligram daily in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, weight 208 pounds, pulse 54, oxygen saturation 95% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 70. Neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft without ascites and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done December 6th of 2023. His hemoglobin is 14.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Electrolytes are normal with a potassium of 3.9, creatinine 1.23, calcium is 9.68, albumin 4.1, phosphorus 2.8. Assessment and plan, hypertension, currently controlled, and 2, history of contrast-induced nephropathy, and stage 2, chronic kidney disease. The patient will continue to have lab studies done annually, and he'll have a follow-up visit in 1 year. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.